Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. When the wise men saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Wise men want to be by him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. 4-year-old Gabriella and her older brother Justin loved the nativity set under the Christmas tree. They would gaze at the figurines of Mary and Joseph with Jesus in between them, standing off in the distance were the shepherds. Justin liked to add his superhero figurine to help them keep watch over the sheep by night. Gabriella positioned her Barbie doll dressed in pink to join the heavenly hosts adorned in white, singing their angel praises. Meanwhile, on the other side of the nativity set, Hot Wheels cars were carefully positioned next to the camels in order to get those wise men to Bethlehem at top speed. Gabriella and Justin's mom didn't mind their playing. That's why she gave them the Fisher-Price toy nativity to play with. The gift was on the condition that they would leave the Precious Moments porcelain nativity set exactly the way it was. You see, the previous Christmas, she carefully set out the fragile porcelain figures, but she would find all the pieces crammed inside a very crowded stable. Finally, the frustrated mom grew tired of resetting the pieces and confronted her daughter. Gabriella replied, "But Mom, they all want to be by Jesus." In Matthew chapter 2, we see the great lengths that the wise men went to in order to be by Jesus. We don't know exactly what or who they left behind to take this trek. We don't know exactly how long their trip was or how long it took to pack for this journey. We do know when they saw the star that led them to Jesus, they were overjoyed. And when you have that feeling where the joy you feel is spilling out into every aspect of your life, things like time or money don't matter. All that matters is being with Jesus because he is the source of our joy. The wise men brought their treasures to present before the baby. In the same way, we present our treasures before the baby. Not gifts of gold, but perhaps talents on the athletic field or good grades in the classroom. Not gifts of myrrh, but maybe time spent baking treats to share with others. Not gifts of frankincense, but time spent practicing music that makes worship beautiful. Give thanks. We get to be by Jesus. Let's live for him this new year. We come near Jesus in prayer. Dear newborn Savior, no matter what our age, we all want to be by you. While we are still here on earth, may we sing with the hymn writer, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise." Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.